Our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter, 44th to 46th verse. Chapter 13 in Matthew is a whole bunch of parables, little images that Jesus gives to try to describe the kingdom of God, God's reign coming into this world. And in these short verses, he chooses two very powerful images. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Thus ends the readings from God's holy word, and may God bless us through them. The pearl of great price. I chose this initially because when people found out that Bob was retiring, they told me in one way or another what a gem, what a treasure Bob is, how he's impacted all our lives, how he's blessed this wider community, how he's blessed this entire region. Bob is a pearl of great price, of inestimable value. But then the passage kept opening up. Over the past 11 years, I've gotten to know Bob because we get together every Wednesday morning and choose hymns. We usually choose him in about 5 minutes, and then we spend the rest of the hour and a half, talking over the conditions of the world. Bob, we both love history, so we're wandering through time and personalities and social issues, and we've just had a ball. But over that time also, I've gotten to know Bob from his stories of his life. And Bob has done what Jesus tells us all to do. What Jesus tells faithful disciples to do. Find the one thing that's essential in your life. Find the one thing that's vital, that's critical for you, and sell everything else. Go after that pearl. Give yourself totally to that reality, to what God has placed in your heart. And I remember Bob telling me that his father was not at all happy when Bob announced he was going to pursue music. And then he shared with me many of the turning points that he and Audrey faced in their lives. And at each of those turning points, they chose to go more deeply. She into her art and Bob into his music. Bob was not going to let himself be distracted by money, or recognition, or Broadway, or glitter, or all the other stuff. Bob had a calling. He was on a path. And as Jesus puts it, in his joy, he sold everything else and gave himself to obtain that pearl of great price. Which is why he can be a pearl of great price, because he gave himself in search of that pearl. And in giving of himself, Bob taught us all, taught music, inspired us all, guided us, enriched us all our lives. And here at South Church, he's blessed us abundantly over these last 11 years. So much wonderful music, so much fun, so much joy, so much grace. And always Bob has shared this vision of feeding the community, of seeking justice, of walking humbly. It's all part of the pearl. And so music, those wondrous sounds that we human beings make, either from our bodies or on our instruments, music helps us remember what is most deeply true, that we are the beloved of God. In church terms, music helps us to remember, this is what our hymns are always about, that God in Christ gave God's self For us, for each of us in the world, God gave God's self to find us. We're the pearl of great price that God came to find. Do you know that you're a pearl of great price? Let that sink into you. That's what we sing about all the time. And we want to remember that so that we become whole. Music helps us remember our deep integrity, our deep identity, our wholeness, the shalom of God that rests within us and among us. And you hear, when music gets going, you can feel that shalom. Which is why the psalmist intimately connects praise and the singing to God's glory with the beauty and goodness of God's creation, with the love and the justice that rests in the very heart of God, and the passion of the holy to set us free from bondage, to set us free from all that rends and tears and destroys and harms. That's what Psalm 146 and most of the Psalms are about. And this is why Paul counsels the church to sing psalms and spiritual songs. So we remember we're on a pathway that leads to compassion, to forgiveness, to mercy, to justice, that knits us all together in perfect harmony. Bob has helped a whole lot of people through the decades to actually sing in harmony, to connect the notes on the page with the sounds that come from our voices or our instruments. Such literal harmony is an embodiment of shalom. I hope you all know that, you that make music, that you know that you're embodying God's shalom, giving us an image of the holy and of the shalom in the world that we get glimpses of, and so often it's through music. And then for all the rest of us who are not in the choir, Bob has helped us to seek the deeper harmonies of the Spirit. He's done that through his own witness and his own ministry. Because whether Bob is singing or telling stories or sharing a passion or a concern or talking about history or bringing people together for discussion, he's always underneath the surface trying to connect people with what is beautiful, what is generous, and what is just, what is whole. It's still that same shalom, whether it's in word or song or body language or melons or prosciutto or whatever. It's a weaving together. And that's what comes from being one on a path seeking that pearl of great price. Seeking that pearl of great price that doesn't just lie at Bob's heart, but it lies at the core of each of us. And so, Bob, your artistic vision is also a spiritual journey into the heart of God, into your own heart, and into the hearts of us all. Which is why we've gathered today to sing and to celebrate and to give thanks. We thank you, Bob, because it is a wondrous thing to share a journey of discovering the pearl of great price. And let us continue to share that journey. Amen. And the hymns we've chosen today are all favorites of Bob, and so this one is no exception. Inspired by 1 Corinthians 13, Paul's vision of love, Though I May Speak, hymn number 68. Let us open our hearts to that love of God that sets us free as we bring our tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. We bring our offerings to you, gracious God. Use what we give to touch the world with your love. Help us to be joyous stewards of all your gifts, sharing what we have with others and bearing witness to your presence in the world. Amen. Having received God's gifts, let us take a moment and pass the peace of Christ one with another. Please be seated. Before I do the benediction, I've just got one more thing to say. South Church is involved in this feeding of the community, and currently we serve about 500 families a week downstairs in our pantry. And as this ministry has gone through its iterations and evolved, there have been turning points where you could decide that, hey, that's enough. You know, we're supposed to do symbolic things for the community. We're not supposed to turn this into a food warehouse. But actually, maybe we are. And one of the people who's been an inspiration to me in this is Bob Layfield. And one of the stories he told me with this twinkle in his eye, and a couple of these turning points when I'm thinking, what are we doing? Where are we going? And Bob shared this story with me about from years ago when one of his relatives, I might scramble this story up, Bob, but this will be close. One of your relatives from Finland came to visit, and you were in New York City. And you were on a walk down New York City, the streets of Manhattan, and there are homeless people, you know, in the gutter or in the side of the building. And this Finnish relative, who's an official in Finland, just stopped and looked at them, and then looked at you, Bob, and said to you with very puzzled look, what kind of a country is this? We don't do this in Finland. In Finland, if there's a homeless person, we do something with them. You leave them on the street? What is this? And Bob held that story and shared it with me with a twinkle in his eye in terms of saying, yes, go do the work of shalom. And music is where it starts, taking us inward, but then it's supposed to go out. And maybe we're supposed to be a little bit more like Finland. Who knew? Who knew? The vision of shalom, coming from Bob Layfield, both at the organ, the piano, and these wonderful stories from his relatives. You know, the vision of shalom from Finland. So thank you, Bob. So, before we do the benediction too, I got to do a blessing. Because this afternoon we're going to do an ordination service, and I don't know if anybody ever ordained you. But I want to do a prayer of blessing for you in honor and thanksgiving. So let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for the ministry of Bob Layfield, for the way that your Spirit has called him and shaped him and helped him to be an instrument of your peace. We give you thanks for his joy for life, for the gifts he's given, for the gifts he and Audrey both have shared with us. And may those gifts continue to be shared in all the new ways it's possible. We give you thanks for the seeds that have been planted in the hearts and lives of so many, the music that has been made here in the Berkshires, the lives that have been touched, the grace that has flowed. May that grace be with Bob now and be with us all, and may you help us to seek out that pearl of great price within our hearts, within our world, in your heart. Help us to be one with you. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen, Bob.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we can do a benediction. Let us share this responsibly. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
May God give us the grace to never sell ourselves short, grace to risk something big for something good.
Grace.
And too small for anything but love.
So may God take our minds and think through them.
May God take our lips and speak through them.
May God take our hands and work through them.
And may God take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Oh.